This is Here and Now. At the Winter Olympics in Sochi, the U.S. has collected no medals so far in speed skating. The Americans' best remaining hope for a spot on the podium rests with short track speed skater J.R. Selsky and the men's relay team. Selsky began his career at a skating rink in Federal Way, Washington, the very same one where his former speed skating idol Apollo Ohno got his start. The thing is, it is a roller rink, not an ice skating rink. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonsi reports.
The roller skating center is called Pattison's West. It has the requisite colored lights, music, and disco ball shimmering over an expansive hardwood floor. But the pedigree of its rollerblade racing team separates this place from most other roller rinks.
That's JR, who started skating for me when he was 3 years old.
Rink owner and coach Mike Pattison points to an autographed picture of J.R. Selsky, the top medal hopeful on this year's U.S. Olympic short track speed skating team. Next to that, on the office wall, a mounted autographed Sports Illustrated cover of three-time Olympian Apollo Ohno.
Yeah, I remember Apollo, he came here and he wanted on the team really bad.
Ohno raced for 5 years on Coach Pattison's speed team. Selsky stuck with it for 9 years. In fact, nearly the entire U.S. Olympic short track ice speed skating team in Sochi started their careers on rollerblades, or as they call it, inline racing. At the Winter Games, U.S. speed skater Jessica Smith explained why a 16-time inline national champion like herself would switch to ice.
Unfortunately, the sport of inline speed skating is not in the Olympics in the Summer Games. And I made the switch into short track speed skating to follow my dream of becoming an Olympian, and here I am today in Sochi.
Apollo Ohno caught the Olympic bug watching the 1994 Winter Games. Then J.R. Selsky watched Ohno in action at the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics and decided he wanted to do that too. Now at the Pattison Skating Rink, it's happening again.
J.R. and Apollo came from here, and I want to be in the Olympics because they're kind of my inspiration too.
10-year-old Julian Rimby says he wants to start ice speed skating lessons next season.
I think it's going to be a little hard at first, but I think I'll get the hang of it.
Set. Good. Go, go, go.
Watching the young rollerbladers practice their starts and zip around an oval marked with cones, you immediately notice how similar speed skating on ice and on hardwood looks. But not everyone here is ready to throw away their wheels in favor of blades, not by any means. 9-year-olds Autumn Herman and Sidra Reich told me why.
And for ice skating, it's really cold, and roller skating, not so cold.
So that's a reason to stay with what you started.
Yeah. I've tried ice skating. I don't think it's as fun because when you fall, you get really cold. And sometimes if somebody falls over you, they'll hit the blade on you.
A coach for an ice speed skating club in Bellingham, Washington, says he expects a 20% bump in participation generated by the Winter Olympics. Roller Skate Center owner Mike Pattison says he's sorry to see racers defect to the ice rink, but he doesn't begrudge them for following their Olympic dreams. Parent Paul Rimby says a perfect solution would be to get inline speed skating into the Summer Olympics.
I mean, you have some other sports in the Olympics that you would think, by watching those other sports, I don't want to say any sports, but why wouldn't we make it?
A related event, roller hockey, was included as a demonstration sport at the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, but no roller sports have even made the shortlist for consideration since then. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Federal Way, Washington.